Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Gojun Xuan. First, I'll look at the background, including the timeline of the incident, then offer my analysis. Gojun Xuan was born in 1959 in China. He had a successful career there working for state-owned companies, and he became a private lender for real estate purchases. In 2008, he was named to a low-level bureaucratic position roughly equivalent to an American state assemblyman. Eventually, Gojun shifted many of his business interests to the United States and registered several companies in California. In 2018, he and his wife, Yuqin Li, moved to Los Angeles and lived together in a two-bedroom house in the Rowland Heights neighborhood. Gojun placed his adult son in charge of the remaining business dealings in China. In 2019, Gojun hired an assistant named Sylvia Shang, who is 27 years younger than him. Sylvia had moved to California from China in 2016 and claimed that she was abandoned by her husband, who is 41 years older than her. The husband had a different story. He said that when he was in Taiwan, Sylvia forged his signature, sold their house, and placed the money into her personal bank account. Sylvia became a licensed real estate agent and helped Gojun and his associates shift money from one place to another. In a five-year period, she sold 162 properties in the greater Los Angeles area worth $120 million. A reporter for a Hong Kong news agency randomly selected 10 homes from her sales history and examined them. All 10 were moved between shell companies connected to Gojun. There were no mortgages involved. All the transactions were in cash. In addition to building a real estate empire in the United States, Gojun also had dreams of building a baby empire. He created a profile with a surrogate agency called BabyTree, which specialized in working with parents from China. In his profile, he claimed that he and his wife had been married for over 30 years and did not have any children. He wrote, "Wife is too old." Nobody would ever accuse Gojun of being a master of subtlety. BabyTree put Gojun in touch with a nurse named Amber, who lived in Los Angeles and had functioned as a surrogate in the past. Amber was under the impression that Gojun and his wife did not live in the United States. She described Gojun as having an intimidating demeanor and as someone who took control of things. Despite this, Amber decided to be a surrogate for Gojun and gave birth to a son in June of 2019. Gojun sent his assistant, Sylvia, to pick up the baby. Sylvia asked Amber to name the boy, which Amber found to be strange. Sylvia personally functioned as a surrogate using Gojun's sperm and an egg donor from an anonymous woman. She became pregnant in 2020. In the spring of 2021, an investment firm connected to Sylvia bought a mansion located at 612 West Camino Real Avenue in Arcadia, California. This is near Los Angeles. The 10,000 square foot house was squeezed onto a 0.38 acre lot. 3 weeks later, Sylvia had a son. Gojun and Sylvia divorced their respective spouses and moved into the mansion with the two children. They never married each other, and the true nature of their relationship remained mysterious. Sylvia functioned as a surrogate again and had another son in the summer of 2022. In the mansion, Gojun and Sylvia ran a real estate investment company. They also started their own surrogate agency called Mark Surrogacy. It appeared as though this business was established for the sole purpose of recruiting surrogates for the couple. The company was efficient and productive. Sylvia found many surrogates, and the mansion was soon filled with babies. One surrogate was named Kayla Elliott. She was paid $45,000 to carry Gojun's child. Surrogates had to sign a contract agreeing not to reveal who they were working for. Despite this, some of them shared information on social media and realized what Gojun and Sylvia were up to. After Kayla was already pregnant, she learned that the couple already had 13 children. Many of the surrogates were confused about what the couple was doing. Why did they need so many children? Even though there were a lot of concerns, the couple kept stockpiling babies in their pacifier palace. Six nannies worked in the mansion and cared for the children. On Wednesday, May 7, 2025, the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles contacted the police after Gojun's two-month-old son, Walter, was treated for bleeding inside his brain. Sylvia brought Walter to the hospital on Tuesday, May 6, and told medical staff there that he fell off a bed while being cared for by a nanny. The medical staff did not believe Walter's injuries could have been sustained in the way Sylvia described. The police paid a visit to the mansion in Arcadia and asked Sylvia how many children Go-Jun had. Considering how she was living in the mansion with him and was instrumental in developing his baby collection, one would think that Sylvia would have known the answer to this question right away. Instead, she looked at an Excel spreadsheet on her phone before revealing that Go-Jun had 21 children. Police officers and social workers walked through the mansion and discovered that the children appeared to be happy and socialized with each other just fine. They did not find any evidence of neglect or mistreatment. The police noticed that there were 25 cameras in the mansion and there was a command center upstairs. Realizing the video surveillance system might have captured what happened to Walter, the police obtained a search warrant. When reviewing the video, they saw that on Sunday, May 4, 2025, Walter was with a nanny named Chun Mei Lee. He could be seen crying. He was then taken out of frame by the nanny. At this point, there was a thumping sound and Walter stopped crying. When Chun Mei took Walter back into the frame, he appeared to be unconscious. The nanny could be seen trying to wake him up. Later that day, Sylvia could be seen on video confronting Chun Mei and saying, "This is a crime and you could go to jail." The nanny admitted that she struck Walter. Even though Sylvia did not cause Walter's injuries, she still found herself in trouble. Sylvia had told hospital staff that Walter was injured on Monday, but he was actually injured on Sunday. Why did Sylvia wait so long to take him to a hospital? On Friday, May 9, 2025, when Sylvia was at a hospital with another child, she was taken into custody. The police detained Go-Jun during a traffic stop. Go-Jun and Sylvia were arrested on suspicion of child abuse and neglect. Later, they were released on bond. A warrant was issued for the arrest of Chun Mei Lee as well, but the police were unable to find her. Social workers removed all 21 children from the mansion in Arcadia. 17 of the children were under 3 years old. The oldest was 13 years old. As I mentioned, initially, it was believed the children were not mistreated. However, that opinion was about to change. Many of the children had scars, bruises, and scratches. One had untreated asthma. One had a severe rash. Two had untreated ear infections. One had a misshapen head that could not be corrected. A few of them had difficulty walking. And some of them were observed hoarding food. Perhaps this habit formed because they were not being fed properly. The children remained in protective custody and were placed in foster homes. Go-Jun and Sylvia were permitted to have visits with the children. A social worker who observed the interaction said the couple had trouble identifying the children. The children referred to both of them as teacher, and Sylvia showed little affection to them. Go-Jun spent his time with them simply observing. Hospital staff said that when Go-Jun was visiting Walter, he shut off the monitor for vital signs, despite being instructed not to touch it. Even though Go-Jun and Sylvia had the 21 children taken away, nothing was preventing them from obtaining more. They shut down Mark surrogacy, went back to Baby Tree, and continued looking for surrogates. Since the couple's arrest, 5 more children were born through surrogates. However, the couple has not been able to obtain custody of any of them. For example, 2 surrogates, both of whom lived in Virginia, cut off contact prior to giving birth in the fall of 2025. Go-Jun and Sylvia filed lawsuits against them. At the time I'm making this video, the investigation into Go-Jun's baby boot camp continues. Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number 1. Lawyers for Go-Jun and Sylvia claim that the couple was simply trying to build a large family, and they have not done anything wrong. The allegations against them are over-sensationalized and false. They claim the couple will probably win all their cases and regain custody of every child taken from their care. Item number 2. Some people wonder if Go-Jun and Sylvia were filling the mansion with babies because they intended on selling them, like this was some type of human trafficking operation. The couple denied this. Go-Jun said that none of the babies were for sale. He always wanted a large family, which was not possible in China. Sylvia said, "We never sell our babies. We take care of them very well." One person who used to work for the couple told the media that the human trafficking allegation made no sense. When looking at all the costs the couple incurred by using surrogates, they were paying about $150,000 a baby. This is simply too high to make a profit by selling them. The employee does have a good point. The couple was spending about $45,000 to $70,000 just for the surrogate fee, not to mention travel and many other expenses. Item number three, Gojun has more to worry about than the collapse of his baby empire. In September 2025, the city of El Monte filed a civil claim against him involving an office building that he owned. They claimed the building contained an illegal casino as well as a psilocybin mushroom operation. They accused Gojun and other defendants of operating a well-established, sophisticated, and persistent criminal enterprise over the course of several years and across multiple properties. Item number four, life in the baby mansion did not seem to be particularly pleasant. The police responded to the home over 30 times in less than 4 years for calls including verbal altercations and noise complaints. One neighbor said the children were screaming like someone was killing them. Another neighbor noticed that the children had crew cuts and looked like soldiers when they were standing in the backyard. He thought they were being trained for something. As I mentioned, the children referred to both Gojun and Sylvia as teacher. That seems both cold and creepy. Employees said that Gojun had a strict code of conduct for the company. For example, he would issue $10 fines for violations like parking in front of the garbage cans or leaving the lights on. One time, he called a meeting because somebody forgot to flush the toilet. Item number five, most couples who use surrogates are pretty excited about the prospect of having a child. For instance, they enthusiastically interact with the surrogate several times throughout the pregnancy. They want to be part of the process. Gojun and Sylvia did not behave in this manner. They barely communicated with surrogates, and they did not seem to be excited to receive status reports about the pregnancies. The couple regularly missed appointments, blaming car trouble or sickness. When they did manage to show up at a meeting, they appeared to be uninterested and detached. It was almost like the human connection component was completely missing. The couple's behavior was more consistent with raising livestock. Item number six, what do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Gojun is a forceful and determined individual. During an interview in 2012, when he was asked to describe himself, he said, quote, "I am someone who likes to meddle in other people's business and often offends people," unquote. Gojun managed to become exceptionally wealthy and gain control over hundreds of properties. He paid $3.3 million for the mansion in Arcadia alone. The office building that is the center of the civil complaint cost $10 million. It is reasonable to believe that Gojun's net worth is well over $100 million. When people reach a level of extreme wealth, they tend to develop unusual goals. Sometimes they focus on their legacy. They think about what they want to leave behind. How will people remember them? Gojun put his energy into collecting a large number of children. He allegedly said that he wanted so many children to increase the probability of one of them becoming president of the United States. Several of his children were named after former presidents. Whatever his objective, the way he operated the mansion was consistent with a military training facility. The children had short haircuts, they were dressed in gender-neutral clothing, and they may have been subjected to harsh punishments. Gojun had the means to stuff his mansion full of children, but he did not experience the typical feelings associated with growing a family, like love, tenderness, or affection. His operation was cold, mechanized, and seemed to be commercial, even though he did not sell any of the children. If the operation was never exposed, there is no way to know how many children Gojun would have obtained. Even after the 21 children were taken from him, he continued trying to obtain more. Would he have stopped at 50, 100, 150? Maybe he never would have stopped. It's frightening to consider that the lawyers retained by Gojun and Sylvia could be correct. Maybe the couple will win all the disputes in court and regain custody. This would put them at 26 children. Even though it will be more difficult to find new surrogates, they will still be able to grow their family. A $70,000 fee is a powerful motivator. There is always somebody willing to be a surrogate. I don't know if the couple is guilty of neglect or not, but even if they are convicted, I doubt they will ever give up on their dreams of building a baby army. If society wants to avoid legions of soldier toddlers marching through the streets, maybe the surrogacy laws need a little more oversight. There is still time to halt the expansion of the baby empire. Those are my thoughts in the case of Gojun Shuen. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.